wasn't old, but he was a man. He lived in the sand at the Isle of Man. The kids would all sing, he would take the wrong key.
9:10, Coach Q about to join us, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. Any Blackhawk news outside of the host information while we wait for Coach Q?
I think that's the big story. Of course, this is a big week because after tonight, and they need to get a win here tonight, last game of the homestand, then they go and play the Rangers in New York on Wednesday. Then they go to the White House on Thursday, and then they go off to Minnesota. They've got the alumni game up there on Saturday. The Blackhawks, number of former Blackhawks are playing former members of the Wild and the North Stars. And then Sunday is the Stadium Series game against the Wild.
A very, very busy week.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it starts tonight with who?
The Toronto Maple Leafs.
That's exactly right. And Coach Q joins us now. Morning, Coach. How are you?
Great. Good morning.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Sweetie, right back at you. I didn't get you anything this year because I thought we've had a tradition of not getting each other anything that we should continue.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's continue that policy. I love it.
That's good. All right, so we're concerned about Hossa, but it looks like maybe a week. That sound comfortable to you?
A couple weeks, maybe.
Oh, maybe two. Okay. What, lower body, upper body?
Lower.
It was weird the way he slid into the board because it looked like maybe a... like a hip pointer, like maybe he jammed his hip.
Well, we're not getting into exactly what happened, but it's a, it's not serious, and that was the most important thing. But we are going to miss a guy who plays the right way, a lot of important minutes. Up front, we've been a little bit, light in certain areas of our game, more so puck possession, and he does that pretty well. So we got to get back to having the puck and making them defend a little bit more. But he does play the right way, and going to miss power play penalty killing. So some very important minutes here to be shared, and I look forward to see who's going to grab it and jump up.
Yeah, and here's the thing. That board that he hit has been removed and taken out for disciplinary action because the Blackhawks don't mess around. So I don't know if you heard, but we can't have that.
Okay.
All right, so who does step up? Who's going to get a shot to step up?
Well, we called up Vinny Hinostroza from the minors. Richard Panik might play in that spot tonight, but there's a lot of guys in the last couple of games. We tried a couple of three, four, five guys in games when Panarin was out, so we missed obviously missed him for a couple of games. And in Hossa's spot, we'll try a couple of guys. Hopefully they nail it right off the bat. Tried Tavo a little bit. He's a possibility. So we're looking forward to somebody season it, and then we still think we got balance throughout our lineup, and we try to keep some balance in there. And you can always double shift Kaner on his line and on Taser's spot if that's the case on a need basis.
So the Ducks game this weekend, really a good hockey game in a million different ways. Kaner gets a breakaway, and it's one of the few that he misses, and then a penalty, and so it goes in overtime. But, you know, Coach, the problem with winning 11 or 12 or 13 in a row is you go 500 for a stretch and it feels like a slump. This team is just, I don't know. I don't feel like you're far away from getting right back in another streak at all.
Well, it's one game. I know that the Dallas game was something that we weren't very happy with. I thought we did some decent things last game. I thought Corey was great in the game, gave us a chance. They pressed hard at the end of the game, and I think they're very content to keep it close. And you know, we're fortunate the last two times we played them going overtime, and this one too many men and was in our net. But we feel that San Jose game, we had our moments, but we haven't played great in this three-game homestand to date. And I feel that there's another level of either having a puck or make them defend or more speed or more pace to our game. It's been a little bit light in this stretch. And, at home here, we want to make sure that we get something on this homestand. And we got a dangerous team coming in here, Toronto, coming off a big road win in Vancouver. They'll be excited. So, you know, let's try to end it on a good good way. And then we got a couple interesting days coming ahead this week.
Yeah, let's jump ahead a little bit, Joel, to the weekend. I know you've got the Rangers coming up Wednesday, and you've got a visit to the White House, so it's quite a week. But this will be the fourth outdoor game that you've coached on Sunday in Minnesota. And I wonder if there's anything that, maybe you've learned from the experiences of the previous three and whether you approach these games any differently.
Good question. I think the thing is, it's a fun setting. It's a fun environment. The excitement's there, and the players are all enthused about it. So, you don't want to take away any of that. And the preparation is it's still a meaningful game. We want to play the right way. And we had a tough loss in the Washington game. Had a great effort outdoor in the snow. And there's been some good games and some memorable games along the way here. And I think that, Minnesota, with a coaching change this week, I'm sure they're looking forward to it. We'll see what happens. And we got a coach going in there that's familiar with us as well. So it's a it makes for a great contest, knowing that that state and that area is so hockey-oriented that they've really targeted this weekend in this game. And so, but we don't want to get too much we don't want to change too much the mindset. Hey, let's play the right way. We played in a lot of big settings and a lot of big games. It's a big setting and it's a big game, but let's not change too much the way we play and the way we get excited about playing.
You're not going to jump in there in the alumni game on Saturday, are you?
No, but we got Jimmy going in there to.
I do.
He should be busy. Jimmy Waite's going to be the goalie, and him and Mary Bannerman are going to be in net. So Jimmy's been practicing and been getting ready, and he can't wait.
Do you miss time on the ice?
Do I miss playing the game?
Yeah.
This is a great extension to what we're doing here, but I love the game. I mean, it's the playing days are your most enjoyable parts of your career, and coaching is fun too, but the playing days are were a lot fun, more fun.
I mean, I know you're skating around a little bit when you practice and stuff.
I miss that. I never got an opportunity to play in an outdoor game. That's something that these guys are all fortunate and privileged to participate in them. And some fourth time, it'll be another great day.
Is there any coach in the NHL you'd like to check hard into the boards?
No, I don't get too wound up with the other guy. I don't.
I just thought maybe a guy that you played against.
Let's see.
Maybe a guy that you missed out on hitting hard back when you were playing? Just for fun, we're talking about here.
No, I know. We're having fun here, and I'm trying to think.
I'll send you a roster.
Okay, thank
you. I'll send you a list to everybody. By the way, you're getting tired of going to the what?
Guys coaching now that I played against.
Yeah, I know. I know. Believe me. No. You getting tired of going to the White House? This is getting to be routine. I'm surprised they don't have an office for you.
We know where everything is now, though. The tours are, we kind of know where the rooms are and where things are and what to expect, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, because here's the thing. As a coach, I assume that you like the routine of game day, and this is a big deal, and obviously it's an honor to go to the White House. Everybody'd like to be in your position, but it does interrupt the routine, I would think, too, of the trip at least.
Well, we originally would have been coming home after the Ranger right. game, but we're heading to Washington. So it's not, and it's kind of, it fits perfectly in this week because it's a kind of a lighter week with some different type of events. So it's a, I think it'll be, I think the timing and the fitting of going to the White House this year couldn't have been any better as far as knowing that I don't think there's any disruption and it looks a little bit like it belongs there that on that day.
That trip, yeah. We're pushing for the president to come see a Hawks game at the Madhouse before he's out of office, because I don't think he's done that yet.
No, we should get that. We'll try to reinforce that this week. That might be the focus here on Thursday.
No, Lord knows he'd like to get out of Washington as much as possible, that nut farm. Coach, all right, so Toronto tonight, and as always I ask you, for fans coming to the game, who's a couple of guys maybe that the most people wouldn't be talking about that you're going to have an eye on? On their team,
they right now they're missing a lot of their top forwards. They just traded Phaneuf, but they got a very workmanlike team. They play with a purpose. It's all about checking. It's all about time and space, and they're ready to play a low scoring game and try to frustrate you. But it's four lines of everybody doing the same thing. So that's what we expect tonight. All about puck battles, winning puck battles, simplicity. second effort and try to win that type of way, because that's the way they're going to play.
And as always, have a great time.
Thank you. You too.
All right. See you later, sweetie. 920, and it's a Coach Q, again, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. Oh, did I tell you? Because I didn't get a chance to tell Coach Q. Mustache night's coming.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, mustache night is coming.
Soon?
Yeah.
Like the next...
Well, we've got an exciting announcement about mustache night.
Okay,
because
good.
It turns out mustache night is going to be a happening.
Oh.
It's going to be an event.
It's going to be like the biggest party.
I mean, I don't want to say right now, but maybe it's more than one night.
Oh.
Maybe it's a mustache festival. How about that?
Like Mustachapalooza?
Would you like that? Yeah, well, that's it. We have up our sleeve.